Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Thursday, November 26, 2015. Three Palestinians killed by Israeli army fire in the West Bank and two fishers injured in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A 19-year-old Palestinian was shot and killed at Al-Arub refugee camp in northern Hebron Thursday during clashes. He is the third Palestinian to be killed during the day. The Red Crescent said that the Khalid Muhammad Al-Jawabre, 19, was shot twice in the stomach by Israeli soldiers and later died of his injuries in Al-Ahli Hospital in Hebron in southern West Bank. The main entrance of Al-Arub camp has been entirely closed for the past few days, with soldiers deployed at other entrances and surrounding areas. An ambulance attempting to reach Al-Jawabre was forced to take a lengthy route to arrive to the scene of the shooting. Early on Thursday, a 21-year-old Palestinian Yahya Yusri Taha was killed by Israeli soldiers when clashes broke out during an Israeli invasion and home searches targeting the town of Katanna near Jerusalem. Locals said that Taha was shot in the head and left on the ground bleeding for more than an hour and a half, while Israeli soldiers denied Palestinian ambulance access to the young man to administer medical treatment. Hours later, Israeli forces shot and killed Samir Sirisi, 51, at the Za'atara Tabuh military checkpoint south of Nablus in northern West Bank after he repeatedly attempted to stab an Israeli soldier, Israeli police said. The Palestinian Health Ministry said that soldiers shot Sirisi and left him on the ground bleeding to death. Israeli medics were called to the scene but stood at a distance without providing the man with life-saving medical attention. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, 101 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli army gunfire since October 1st, while more than 12,000 others were injured. In other news, the Israeli army on Thursday demolished two commercial structures and seized some of their content in the village of Hussan, west of Bethlehem, in southern West Bank, according to local sources. Early on Thursday, Israeli authorities demolished the residential structures in the northern Jordan Valley locality of Al-Hudaydah. On Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded several Palestinian communities in occupied West Bank and kidnapped nine Palestinians in Qalqilya, Jenin, and Hebron, including a 10-year-old child. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on several fishing boats in Palestinian territorial waters, wounding two fishers. The attack took place near Deir al-Balah shore in central Gaza. The two fishers suffered moderate wounds. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, November 26, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jorish Mawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.